If hymnals could talk, imagine what stories they would tell. They would tell the story of Frank Graff and Charles Weigel and how Jesus overcame their despair. Hear their story in today's episode of Heritage Hymns.
Welcome to the Heritage Hymns broadcast with our speaker, Daniel Cox. Join us as we travel back in time to learn of the great songwriters and the stories that they told us through music. Stay tuned at the end of this broadcast for more information. But for now, here's Pastor Cox.
3,500 years ago, Hebrew slaves learned to sing by what is now known as call and response music. Their music expressed their realities in living form. Painful pathos was turned into personal praise and testimony. Without a temple, without a leader, and without a sacrifice, Jacob's seed had a tune. But in time, God drew out a leader from the Nile who taught them how to sing it. The man Moses gave voice to their song, and after miraculously passing through the Red Sea, they sang on the sunny banks of sweet deliverance. As Moses called and said, "I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously," so the people echoed in kind. What a joy! The Bible's first song. In like fashion, there hath no temptation taken any of us, other than that which is common to all of us. We all endure hard trials, yet the God who is rich in mercy sustains us in his unfolding plan. Today's story combines the lives of two great men. The first song serves as the call, the second as the response. Separated in their authorship by several decades, the first majors on a question, the second on an adamant response. And, masterful as spiritual medicine in and of themselves, their powers combined could cure an indefinite number of hurting hearts. Frank Graff was born on December the 19th, 1860, in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. He lived in the glow of God's goodness, becoming known as the Sunshine Minister within his Methodist district. C. Austin Miles, the author of In the Garden, was his personal friend and expressed regarding Mr. Graff, "He is a spiritual optimist, a great friend of children. His bright, sunshining disposition attracts him not only to children, but to all with whom he comes in contact. He has a holy magnetism and a childlike faith." Yet despite his cheery disposition, he wearied under the heavy load of troubles. He suffered feelings of abandonment as his trials compounded. He had paid with great interest the debt of sufferings and was going bankrupt in the account of Christian joy. He mused, "Does Jesus care? Does he care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song? Does he care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? Does he care enough to be near? Does he care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? Does he care though my tears flow all the night long? Does Jesus care? When I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me, is it aught to him? Does he see?" Years later, a Christian brother would toil in the same quagmire of conflict. His name was Charles Weigel. He, too, was a man who lived in the sunshine. Uncle Charlie was a great Christian and a powerful preacher. Having served for many years in itinerant evangelism, obeying his call and seeing souls saved, Weigel remarked that he had believed all of those years that his wife was faithfully in support of his ministry. He remarked, "Somewhere along the way, my wife began to be influenced by relatives who cared not about the things of the Lord nor understood the calling of God. One day I found a note waiting for me which said, 'Charlie, I've been a fool. I've done without a lot of things long enough. From here on out, I'm getting all I can of what the world owes me. I know you'll continue to be a fool for Jesus, but for me, it's goodbye.'" The call was made years before, but how would Weigel respond? What would he do? Does Jesus care? Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? Weigel contemplated. Sitting on a porch at a cottage in Florida, thoughts of despair filled his soul. He thought, why not end it all? But as the miracle of grace unfolded, the same verse of Scripture wafted into Weigel's heart that it encouraged Graff's heart years before. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Graff cried out, does Jesus care? And Weigel responded, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. You see, the conclusion of Graff's song says, oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Friend, the call reaches out to you today. Are you in a deep trial, a time of discouragement and despair? Have the forces of resignation sat upon your shoulder, reminding you of how easy it would be to quit and walk away from God? But may we respond. May the joy bells begin ringing again in our souls. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. I'm so glad God gave Graff and Weigel a song in the night, as he's promised to do for us as well. What a Savior. What a story. What a heritage of hymns.
Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long, does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief I find no relief, though my tears flow all the night long, does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it aught to him, does he see? I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you that he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Then he placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. His words of love, but I'll never know someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. Oh, how much he cared for me.
If you enjoyed the broadcast and would like to access more information regarding the music ministry, please visit heritagehymns.info or pastordanielcox.com. God bless you, and thanks for listening.